Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. And I've got a prophetic word that's going to really help you. My website's dougaddison.com. We've got our Enlight Connection team in the chat room right now. So if you're watching this live, you can chat in your questions. I'm going to do some Q&A later. And honestly, if we don't get to your question, we do it later. In fact, today we're going to be inserting some questions from the past as well. And then also some that are relevant for what I'm about to share with you today. So I want to share a brand new prophetic word for December and talk about how to change the atmosphere of violence and storms that we're all seeing in the world. But let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that your word is powerful, that you have not changed, Lord. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that we can rely upon you. And the enemy of our souls is the one causing these storms that we're seeing in the world right now. So Lord, we pray for the spirit of prophecy to open up right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm really excited for what's coming right now, and we've been under some heavy storms. We've been under warfare. The enemy of our souls has been at work, and I've been saying this for a while. I say, you know, these violent acts and the earthquakes and storms and everything going on, they are not from the Lord. This is the enemy. This is Satan that's trying to get you to believe that you've missed it. He's trying to get us distracted. But I want to tell you, God is preparing for something new right now. And I believe 2019 is going to be a real interesting time in a fun way. And, you know, it's time to believe and not doubt. And in the midst of some of the heaviest trials over the past month for myself, I've actually had some of the greatest encounters with the Lord, honestly. I've had really some of the greatest encounters, but at the same time, the enemy's been in there trying to devalue those things. So don't look at the storm. You want to look at what God's doing, or if you're not sure, at least remember what he's done or ask him. He'll give you a word. And I've had to fight the urge to kind of devalue some of the encounters I had because it was such a high price tag of attack attached to them. It sounds, you know, logical, but remember this. When Peter walked on the water in Matthew 14, it was right around verse 22. That was a supernatural time. I don't know if it's recorded anyone else got to do that, but guess what? In his encounter, he also was under a time of intense storms. He looked at the waves and he began to sink. This is a biblical principle that you can have an encounter with the Lord and he can be there with you. He can start answering prayers, whatever level it is. And the enemy will come and make you look at the storms. But I want to tell you, don't value the storms right now. Our difficult times are about to pay off. I heard the Lord say this, Jeremiah 32:42. This is what the Lord says. As I have bought all this great calamity on my people, so I will give them all prosperity. Now, that's saying that God would bring calamity, but we're in a New Testament setting. And so because we're in the New Testament, God is no longer doing this because back then he was trying to set Israel up for the coming of the Messiah. But what the Lord is saying right now is that even though we've gone through calamity, the Lord is about to turn it around for prosperity. So in an encounter with the Lord last month, he spoke with me this verse in Jeremiah because, you know, we've been going through such difficult times and calamity have been everywhere. But I tell you, the justice system of God is now being activated. And the Lord said, many people have gone through a great calamity, but it's now time to bring all prosperity, the blessings I promised. Now, prosperity, what we're talking about here is not some name it and claim it message. This is something new. The Lord is going to open up something. I saw this, Isaiah 60, verse 11. Your gates will always stand open and they will never shut day or night so that the people may bring the wealth of the nations led by their king triumphal. So I saw the gates in heaven. I did. I had a vision. I can't remember what form it came in. I do remember having the encounter where the Lord showed me this. I read this verse and I saw heaven opening and strategic plans coming. These are financial plans, blessings, how to get out of debt, how to get ready for what God's doing. You know, this wasn't for personal gain or prosperity like you might think. It's also to help with global issues we're dealing with right now, the storms of the enemy. You know, our governments cannot afford to finance all the resources of all the calamity hitting the earth. Don't get mad at FEMA. Don't get mad at the earth, you know, at the leaders. We need to actually ask the Lord for a plan, because things have gotten out of hand. And this is why the Lord's going to release financial blessings. And this is the Isaiah 60 verse 11. I recommend writing that down. Begin to pray it in. The Lord is opening the gates of blessing and prosperity. And it's for the purposes of helping people in need, but also God's about to move in a global evangelism way. There's a revival coming that's going to require finances. I tell you, we're going to reach people poor, poor in spirit. We're going to reach people that will cost money to do. And that's okay. You know, God's going to do something. I heard an angel say the gates are now open. The Isaiah 60, 11 gates are now open. The gates are now open. So as this happens, watch this month for divisions to start to be healed. Jeremiah 32, 39, I will give them singleness of heart and action so that they will always fear me, and everything will go well for them and their children after them. This is a promise of the Lord. You know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. So the Lord is now healing the divisions. We are in a time of division, not only, you know, politically, religiously. We're in a time of division, and we can't do anything during that time. The enemy wins when we get outside of the Lord's unity, when we get outside of understanding the revelation of the body of Christ. We are one. We are one together. When one suffers, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice, as Paul says. And so there's a great spiritual power in agreement. And so God's about to do something right now. There's going to be some amazing things shift, and we're going to need really to lay down our differences to step into this word for the new year. So another strategy of the enemy right now is to get us divided against each other. It's important to break this attack of agreement. We want to agree with the Lord on earth as it is in heaven. We don't want to agree with the enemy, who's the accuser of the brethren. I've talked about this a lot, but this is a time really to put this to practice. Now, in an encounter with the Lord, Colossians 3:14 came up, and the Lord said the words from this, and he says, you know, over all these things, put on love, which binds us together in perfect unity. And he was saying, we need to really prepare what's coming for the new year. And if you want to prepare, the most important and powerful commandment is what Jesus said, is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Notice the three: love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. We need to come into this. And God spoke to me that people are using a club of love. That's the words he used. And he says that they've been too firm. Some people have been too firm with those who are in need because they didn't want to compromise their own beliefs. You know, those is often out of good intentions, of course, but may not realizing that wounding other people is not love at all. The Lord is calling us now to accept those who are in different beliefs and lifestyles. I mean, you have to accept their sin or anything like that, but we do need to accept people and love people. And you'd be surprised, you know, when you start popping the hood open on this and help, you know, and start talking about it, people don't know how to do it. I think that they start feeling that they can't compromise. You know, they feel like they're compromising their faith. But I tell you, it's time to lay down our differences and our judgments against each other that we don't agree with. And we need to put on love and humility. This is why John said in 1 John 4, verse 8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. That's a pretty dramatic statement. And, you know, watch for the Lord to move powerfully in your life over the next few months. As we humble ourselves, he's going to take us to new heights. So, Lord, I release this prophetic word right now. I release this word over your people. I open up the heavens now. I ask, Lord, that you would do these things for us, that we would lay down our clubs of of love and become a club of love, where we would be, like an interpersonal thing. I pray right now for this word, that the gates of Isaiah 60 verse 11 would open and financial strategies would begin to pour through in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to just recap this now. November, I released a prophetic word, and it was actually a pretty good word. It was called New Power and Authority to Part Your Sea. Now, if you didn't get it or you didn't read it, I want you to go back and take a look at my website, DougAddison.com. You can just click on blog, and it's there for the month of November. It's a prophetic word. And I talk about this one thing. I want you to grab hold of this from Jeremiah 23, verse 29. The Lord said, is not my word like fire? My decrees, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces. I saw these silver hammers. Not all of them were silver, but some of them were. I saw these hammers being given to people, and it was the word of God. And the Lord says he's giving people new authority. That's what they were. It was spiritual gifts of authority. But you had to promise not to use them against people. They weren't to judge or curse or to hurt or to wound anybody. They were designed to break open your situation where the enemy has been blocking you. I got my hammer. And I tell you, I've been hammering. My team with Inlight Connection, we've been talking about this, and they've been joking with Hammer Time. It's Hammer Time, with MC Hammer. So we're playing Hammer Time right now. Anyway, I release hundreds of prophetic words a year. With my daily prophetic, that's 365 right there, but those are pretty small. But outside of that, I release a lot of revelation because it's flowing from heaven so clearly right now. But I tell you, this is a time like I've never seen before. I've been following the Lord for a long time and in the prophetic movement, and I've never seen the membrane between earth and heaven this thin. What that means is that it's like we're in a womb ready to give birth right now. What it means is you can hear God. You need to press in right now. Jesus said that we need to pray these words in the Lord's Prayer. He said, pray on earth as it is in heaven, because these things that you have promised to you, prophetic words, the word of God itself, these things are actually already done in heaven, and they're waiting for us to claim those or pull them in. They're waiting. The Lord's waiting for us to go through the testing that we need to do or whatever it is to get the promotion and receive it. I call it contending for it. So we must bring to earth. Sometimes it takes effort. Now, I saw things 2 years ago. I saw them as if they were happening today. And this is a confusing part about heaven, because there's no time in heaven. God's outside of time. So I've seen things happen. The Lord says, I wanted to bring it, but I couldn't. I couldn't bring it. You weren't ready for it. I wasn't ready for it. Whatever was going on. But this is what the Lord's saying right now. The enemy is trying to hold you down. He's trying to bring discouragement, disasters, and division. But the Lord is bringing a plan of breakthrough. He will not be outdone. I tell you, the Lord will not be outdone by the enemy. Recently, I was in an encounter with the Lord, and I asked the Lord, what was my most powerful prophetic word for 2018, because I was putting together my forecast for next year, for 2019, and I was having to sort through so much. And some of it was so heavy. Reading my journal, my heavenly journal, I would go in a sleepy-like state, and it was like it just was this very difficult time to sort through all this stuff with the heaviness and the weight of heaven on it. So I decided to ask the Lord, what was the prophetic word, the most powerful prophetic word Doug Addison released in 2018. And he said, I'll tell you, all right, it was July 2018, and it was about the strategy on how to stop violence, the killings and shootings that we're seeing right now. Even the weather patterns would change once we grasp this. And, I was crying out to God at that time for a solution, because we're seeing all this weird stuff, And I was asking the Lord back in July. It was actually June when I had the encounter. But I discerned an attack. The Lord says, I'll show you what it is. And It was a threefold attack. Now, when this started, let me just back you up to, because this was June of 2018. Let me back you up to June of 2016, because it was almost 2 years ago to the day when this came. I first saw this June 12th, 2016. It was the morning of the Pulse nightclub shootings in Florida, which is a terrible nightclub shooting. That morning of the shootings, before I even knew, I got up at 4 a.m. like I normally do, and I have a prayer assignment with the Lord, and I heard the Lord say, this before I knew about, I hadn't checked the news yet or anything, but I heard the Lord say, listen, I'm going to give you a strategy to overcome shootings and violence. It'll stop it in your own neighborhood. So he gave me the strategy. I began to pray it. I bound some stuff. I broke some stuff. I tell you, later that day, I saw it on the news. A man was arrested in Santa Monica, California, 2 miles from my house. He had a car full of guns heading to the gay pride parade to kill as many people as he could. And the Lord spoke to me and said, what you just did this morning, what I saw you, this was in 2016, what I showed you this morning that shifted the spiritual atmosphere is now going to change the spiritual atmosphere once again over you and over your cities. And he said this, I want you to tell, train people, help get people, get this in to people's spirits. So I did. I released my podcast, my webcast in July. I released a free podcast, a couple of blogs on it. Then on top of that, we did an online training. And it was called Disarming Difficult Times, Passionate, Positive, and Powerful Prayer. And so I gave a lot. You could go back to the July, my website and look. You can see the free stuff that I gave. You know, you can listen to the podcast, read the prophetic word also. You can hear this prophetic word on my Spirit Connection webcast, July of 2018. Now, it might be out on YouTube. I'm not sure if we still have it on our website. It's possible. Sometimes we archive things. But I tell you, the Lord said, this is the most powerful one ever. And so he said, there's a new strategy coming to stop attacks. Isaiah 59:19 says that God, he promises us that. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a new standard against him. And that's what we're seeing right now. I started to cry out for that new standard because I said, Lord, our current standard is not helping our situation, our current way of doing things, our current way of praying, even in my own life. So back then I was saying, Lord, we need something new. And so what's happening around the world right now, many people are wondering, you know, where do bad things come from? You know, God, is God responsible for the bad things in the world? You know, I want to tell you right now, it's Satan that brings the bad things and he blames it on God. And people are angry at God. That's the first thing you want to do. If you need healing or a breakthrough in your finances, the first thing Jesus said, the most powerful commandment was love God. Don't be angry at God. You know, don't, in other words, love God with all your heart, neighbor, or love your neighbor as yourself, you know. And we need to lay down any kind of differences that we have or things that we have or soul wounds against this. And so here's a parable that Jesus talked about. This is Matthew 13. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in a field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came in and sowed seeds among the wheat, and he went away. And when the wheat sprouted and formed heads, the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant said to him, sir, didn't you sow good seed in that field? And he said, yeah. And so where did the weeds come from? And verse, I think it's 28, an enemy did this, he replied. Now, the attacks we're seeing right now are the weeds that are sown amongst us. And this is things that are going on. And I'm just trying to show you a biblical proof that the things that are coming are not from God. These are God does not bring bad things. And so we have a call to pray right now. In fact, what I'm doing right now, because the Lord told me that this was the most powerful prophetic word that I released for 2018. And then I went out and looked on, looked on the views on YouTube, and it was the lowest viewed prophetic word I ever released. And so the enemy came against this prophetic word. That's why I'm releasing it again right now in this webcast. I'm bringing a bit of a repeat of what the Lord said is the most powerful thing that we need to do right now. It's a call to break the curses off so that the revival can come on the land. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive them of their sins and heal their land. Listen, that's us. This is not saying that people are outside the church. You know, that we don't judge those people. This is us. This is the church that Christians, we need to be the ones to seek the Lord. We need to be the ones to step up right now and humble ourselves and seek the Lord. And this is what's going to happen. When we do this, the Lord's going to move. Now, the Lord showed me it was a threefold or a three-chord attack that was coming. There was three attacks of the enemy, and I'm going to unpack this right now. John 16:33 in the Passion Translation. And everything I've taught you, this is what John has said. Jesus was saying this. Everything I have taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you, so that you can have great confidence and rest in me. For the unbelieving world will experience trouble and sorrows, but we must be courageous if we want to conquer the world. Now, read that. Look it up for the Passion Translation, John 16:33. This says it all right now. The Lord says that we need to get his peace inside us, because the unbelieving world that's full of sorrows, we need to step up right now. So what I'm about to share with you is it's not meant to bring fear or judgment in any way. God wants to reveal that threefold attack of the enemy. Again, I'm bringing this out. I released it in July of 2018, but it needs to come out again. This needs to be shared everywhere, but we can do as much as possible. So this threefold attack, the Lord said, is causing people to go crazy, causing sicknesses. It's causing the afflictions, the shootings. It's causing the weather patterns even to change, because coming into agreement with the enemy. God also gave me the solution and how to overcome this and shift the spiritual atmosphere. So here it is, the threefold attack. First of all, understanding that the threefold attack comes from Ecclesiastes 4:12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Now that's talking about prayer, but it's also the enemy. He copies these things. Satan copies the principles of God. There's a principle of agreement. If two agree together, it's very powerful. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. And so this is a principle right now. If you're actually struggling and you're suffering, then you might be standing alone in your situation. According to Ecclesiastes 4:12, one will be overpowered. Two can defend themselves. I don't know about you, but I want to go beyond defending myself. I want to be like a cord of three strands that's not quickly broken. That's why when I have a problem or I get sick, anything like that, is when I went through my time of affliction, I find at least three people to pray with me, because there's power in that agreement, the three strand. So the enemy will mock this. He'll do it behind our scenes. And that's what he did. So there's three demonic forces that have come together on the earth right now. And one of them, the first one, is fear, the spirit of fear. Jesus actually prophesied about where we are right now. When he's talking about, well, many people considered it the end times. He talked about it in Luke 21:26. Jesus said, men's hearts failing them for fear, and looking after those, the things that which was coming on the earth, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Jesus saw this and he said, listen, people's hearts are going to fail them with the things that are coming on the earth, and the powers of heaven are being shaken. That's going on right now. That fear is causing people's hearts to fail, according to Jesus, right? Well, according to the CDC, that's the Center of Disease Control, that the number one leading cause of death in the United States was exactly what Jesus said, heart disease, hearts failing them. So Jesus said, this is a result of partnering with fear instead of faith, and that we need to do something right now, and we need to remove fear from our lives instead of being filled with fear. We need to be filled with hope, faith, love, and the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 13:13. That's a powerful thing. 1 John, here's where it comes in. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Chronic levels of fear. Listen to me. Satan can send tormentors in. You may not realize it. I'm not saying you're possessed or anything. I'm not saying the exorcist needs to come in. I'm just saying that Satan can assign tormentors to us. That if you are living in fear, I know because I had a group of these tormentors. And that's why I was sick for a number of years. Someone just recently asked me, how did you get well? You know, I got healed of Lyme disease. I got healed of multiple chemical sensitivity, anxiety attacks. And it was this right here. 1 John 4:18. It wasn't until I stepped into perfect love and cast out the spirits of fear. Took a little bit of time, but I was able to do it. So I want to tell you this. Here's some signs that you might have a tormentor or being tormented by fear. Maybe you're fearful, and often maybe you have feelings of dread or doom and you don't know why. Maybe you pull back from doing things or even making decisions because you're afraid of failing or missing God. Maybe you hear negative voices in your head telling you bad things about yourself, God, or other people. Maybe you find yourself wanting God to just take you to heaven right now. I tell you, don't pray that prayer. That is not the spirit of the Lord releasing that. That's a spirit of death and suicide trying to get you to stop. And if you have prayed that, in Jesus' name, we renounce and break death and fear in Jesus' name. Wow, I tell you, I was almost ready to pray that a few years ago, and I stopped, and I've been coaching people saying, don't pray that prayer. That's not the Lord. And so the first attack of the three-strand cord is fear. So it gets you into a chronic, it can anyway, get you into a chronic place where tormentors can be assigned. And you can cast out those tormentors, I tell you. The second attack is against love. In other words, it's hatred. Remember in Matthew 22:37, Jesus said, the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So sometimes we can get angry at God or blame him for bad things. We can also have emotional soul wounds. These are things that we've experienced self-hatred. Maybe we've experienced low self-esteem, or we've been angry or gotten bitter and have unforgiveness. I tell you, we need to get these things out and replace that with perfect love. And this is how the enemy is accessing us. And you know, we want to come into agreement with the light of the Lord, not darkness and sickness and demonic attacks on our finances, on our bodies, on our faith. We want to step up right now. Here's some signs that you might be attacked in this area by what I'm talking about at some level. Maybe you have trouble loving yourself, or you suffer from self-hatred, rejection, or low self-esteem. Maybe you've been angry at people and you've been having trouble forgiving them. Or maybe you get angry at people and you stay a long-term grudge and can't let it go. Or maybe you feel like you want to take revenge, or you don't see God as a loving father. You see him as an angry, resentful judge against you. That is a lie from the pit of hell. I tell you, those things are a sign that these demonic forces are tricking you, or maybe other people you know. And that's okay. We can break this. We're going to break it off here in a second. Now, the third attack in this threefold attack is judging others. And it's very important. Matthew 7:1-2, Jesus said, do not judge and you will not be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged with the same measure you use. It will be used for you. So in other words, what you sow is what you reap. If you're judging others, you know, then you'll want to make sure that you're careful, because this is going to come back on you. So after teaching the Lord's Prayer right here in Matthew 7, look it up. Matthew 6, he just taught on the Lord's Prayer. And I think it's 5 and 6, somewhere in there. And then in Matthew 7, he goes into talking about that we need to be careful that we're not judging others, or that we would fall under judgment. Now, this is very important, that it is possible that judging others can actually close off the heavens. It can affect our finances. It can close our ability to take authority in prayer. Yep, right in this area where Jesus was saying to, you know, about how to pray, this comes up. And it's also, if you just look this up, if you look the other version up where Jesus talks about it, Luke 6:38, that area, it will stop your finances because the blessing of pressed down, shaken together, running over into your lap has to come with the verse that preceded that, which was do not judge. And so I've been telling people with the love, not judge message for a while that if you need a breakthrough in your finances, if you're giving, you're not receiving back, you might have judgments going on. If you have other people accusing you, you might have it. Here's some signs that you might be under this attack. You have trouble being around people who believe differently than you do. Maybe you find yourself criticizing people, leaders, even yourself. Maybe you post negative comments on the internet and you find yourself lashing out with people you don't agree with or get angry. Well, I just want to say, right now, we can break that. Those things are not the spirit of the Lord. That is not the spirit of love. So there is a solution to the world right now, a solution to this pollution. There's a couple of things, but Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, he says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree with one another in the same way, that there be no divisions among you, and that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Wow, perfectly united in mind and thought. Doesn't mean you have to believe together everything that the other person believes. You want to be in a place of agreement for love and bring no divisions among us. That's why I release this prophetic word for December, is that God's going to start healing divisions as we get into this. So to prepare ourselves for reaching out to the world with God's love, it will be necessary to rid ourselves of the things that we have in common with these spirits of fear, lack of love or hatred, and judging others. So as we do this, we will gain greater authority to minister to others. We'll receive greater vision. I tell you, when the Lord told me to do this a long time ago, that's when I started hearing them. I had an open download. That's why I'm able to release the daily prophetic words. I tell you, I live this lifestyle of love, not judge now. And it opens things up. So when we judge others, we need to be careful that we're not falling under judgment ourselves. The spirit of accusation, disagreements, judgments, those things will bring us into the realm of what when Revelation 12:10 says, Satan is called the accuser of the brother and the sisters. I tell you, you don't want to come into agreement with that. And if you have any of this stuff, all you have to do is repent. The blood of Jesus is strong. And so the three-step process for that that three-chord attack, first of all, rid yourself of all things having to do with it. Get rid of fear. Repent for fear. We can do it right now. Lord, we repent for any type of fear that we've had, that for not trusting you. Now, you also want to get healed from unloving spirits against that attack you against God and others. Lord, heal us of these areas of hatred, self-hatred, about blaming you these just anything that is not loving, is not imparting hope. Jesus' name. Also, you'll need to get rid of the judgments, arguments, idle talk, and the spirit of accusation. Yes, people question me all the time. Yeah, but. Hey, you know what? You want to build a bridge and be the one that's going to pull people in. It will take some time of laying down our love clubs sometimes. So, Lord, we pray right now, if we have held anything against anyone, by the power and blood of Jesus' name, we ask that you forgive us right now. We lay it down, especially those higher things, those things that where there's revenge in our hearts or unforgiveness in our hearts. We just lay them down, Lord, say, it's too much now. Bring healing. Now, I decree verses each day. I actually take communion every day, and I decree Bible verses. Job 22:28 says, if you decree a thing, it will be established for you and your light will shine on your way. So You know, there's Bible verses that we can decree a thing. And we have, here's one that you can decree for fear. Here's a couple of Bible verses. One is 2 Corinthians 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Lord, set me free. Set us free right now. I decree and declare that I am free from fear and that I have a sound mind and I have the ability to love. Now, here's a verse you can decree for the lack of love. 1 John 4:7-8. Let us love one another. For love comes from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. But whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Now, you might have another verse, but I use these types of verses right now. Lord, help me. Help us right now to be a lover of people, even if we don't agree, Lord. Lord, I decree this, the perfect love, that we were born of God to know him. We were born of his characteristics. When we got born again, we pray right now that we would have his characteristics, that people would know us by our love for one another. Now, the third one is judgments. James 2:13, for judgment without mercy to anyone has to show no mercy, because mercy triumphs over judgment. Remember Luke 6:37. Judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn and you will not be condemned. Give and it will be given to you. The Lord of mercy is what we need to get into our life. Lord God, we need to have an encounter with the God of love, the God of mercy. We need to shift the spiritual atmosphere, because that's what's going on. It's ruling right now. Hatred is ruling. Revenge is ruling, even in the church, even in Christians, and even more as a Christian. If we would do this together as Christians, how much more power would we have? I'm telling you, it can change things. So we want to move into perfect love. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect or mature love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Lord, make us perfect in love. We know that you love us. So I ask, Lord, that we would do the same thing. I decree, love has made me perfect. And fear cannot stay right now by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this right now, activating this prophetic word. Lord, we pray for the three strand cord. First thing, we're going to separate out this. There's three strands are hitting us with, those three things, fear, lack of love or hatred, and judgment. So we separate those out now. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of fear. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of not loving or hatred. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of judgments. Lord, we pray that you would release to us right now the things that you would have. We pray, Father, for the opposite spirit of all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Remember my website, DougAddison.com. You can donate or become a partner with us by going to DougAddison/give. And we have different ways that you can do that. And we actually appreciate the people who support us. We try to make these things free. We charge for a few things, but we try to be very kind in the way we do it. We need to really have resources to reach the world. We're not in this for the money, obviously, but the Lord is releasing financial strategies right now. And we want to be able to, bless you as much as we can. So to help, you want to get ready for 2019, all right? The Lord has called me to do this a little bit early this year. On December 15th, we're going to do an online group coaching workshop called Advancing Into Your New Year, How to Prepare for 2019. You know, as a prophetic life coach, I've actually helped, lots of people over the years. And each year about this time, sometimes it's January, sometimes different times, I do a live workshop with the best of my tools and my principles of change, so that you can enter the new year with confidence and motivation that God really is with you. So I'm doing this 2-hour online coaching, and it'll have activation exercises, Q&A with me, so you can sign up right away. But I tell you this, You know, people say, well, is this any different than the one you did before? I said, well, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of similarities. Yes, because this is, I do it every year. I want you to walk through this with me each year. If you bought it before, that was great. I appreciate that. But we want to make this affordable because it's 2019. So we're going to charge $20.19 so that people can take this and get the tools. These are what I call the classic Doug Edison online coaching tools, destiny mapping, how to connect the dots in your life, how to shift the spiritual atmosphere. I'll give you forms and things that you need. I'll pray with you. That's the difference. Yeah, there's some repeat with what I've done before, but this is going to be geared towards what God's doing in 2019. And so really excited that we're doing it. I'm excited. My team is, we're all really excited about this one. If you want to sign up, I recommend, because we have this at a lower rate, I recommend signing up early because the space is limited. So go to DougAddison.com/new year and you can sign up, or there's a link below in the chat register, the chat window, that you can register right now. And it's going to stay the same price all the way through till we do it. Really want to encourage you. Remember my social media, The Doug Addison on Facebook, Doug T. Addison on Instagram and Twitter, and also my website, of course. And I want to now take some time and go through some Q&A. We do this every month, and I'm excited about the questions that are coming in. And here's one. Here's a question. I'm not sure who it's from, but it says, I've been battling with fear all of my life. What can I do to get set free? Well, I tell you, one of the things I've been talking about is fear. So listen to this again and again. Begin to decree those verses over your life about fear. I would recommend taking some advice from Ecclesiastes 4:12. Don't do it alone, because you'll be overpowered. Two can barely defend themselves. Three will break it. So get prayer with other people. Maybe there's some inner healing that you might need to overcome it. One way that you can start right now is a friend of mine, Paul Cox. He has a ministry called Aslan Place. If you just Google swatting the fly of fear and Paul Cox, or just swatting the fly of fear, and he's got a list on his blog of Bible verses for fear. If you want to download those right away, everybody, we could start getting through it. I mean, it's a chunk. And when I was dealing with fear, I downloaded that, began to pray it, and it's changed my life. All right, here's another question. I've been discouraged by all the violence in the world. Is this God judging us? Well, the best I can tell, and I interact with the Lord all the time, is no. This is not the judgment of God being released on us. This is the enemy now being angry at what God is about to do. This is a backlash. This is like when Jesus walked on the water and there was a storm and Peter had an amazing encounter, right? And he had that encounter. He got out of the boat. Remember, I shared it earlier. And he almost missed his visitation with the Lord because of the storm. This is very similar to that time right now, that this is not judgment like you might think of judgment. Here's one from Daniel. I'm battling with fear. Is it okay to take medication to help? Well, I can't give medical advice, but if you need to deal with things, God will bless where you put your faith. And I'm not telling you to get off your medicine, but I'm saying that you can actually don't do anything until you get a plan. Until you get the plan to get through this. But I tell you that there is a way to battle through this. Now, I was clinically depressed at one time in my life, and so I was taking antidepressants, but then I was suffering from the side effects of drugs. And I asked the Lord, and he gave me a strategy, and I was able to work my way. I didn't get off right away because you would get sick, but I did. I worked with a doctor and got off of medication. Today, I'm almost 60 years old, and I take no medication. I take some supplements, and I tell you, it's a time right now. Now, I did a workshop on this. I did an online workshop called Accelerating Your Time to Heal. And this is right after I got healed of Lyme disease, multiple chemical sensitivity, where I talk about the 1 John 4:18. And so accelerating your time to heal, maybe that'll help you look that one up. All right, here's one from Colleen. What's the difference between judging and discernment? Well, that's good. That's a good question, because that word kind of gets a little bit mixed up. And I wrote it. I wrote a small book called, God Spoke, Now What? Activating Your Prophetic Word, where I talk a little bit about the difference between judging and discerning, and the importance of when you get a prophetic word, you need to actually not judge it with a negative view, but you need to judge things with a positive view. There's a difference. So judging and discernment are two separate things. Judging a prophetic word, judging something that God is speaking to you, is different than actually discerning the things. Those are two different gifts. Just wanted to say that. But maybe what you're trying to say here is, what's the difference between discerning things and you want to talk to people about it and you don't want to feel like you're judging? And people ask me all the time about that. And I say, listen, this still applies. These principles still apply. There is a positive way to do things. And quite often the people with the gift called the discernment of spirits have trouble because they've never been trained. I was that way. You know, we were all going out giving encouraging words, you know, and doing an outreach. And everyone's getting encouraging words. I had the gift of discerning of spirits. I was seeing sickness, suicide, and death while people were seeing something different. Maybe that is someone that's listening to me. You have that gift of discerning of spirits. You need to understand how that works. The gift of discerning of spirits is very important because you're seeing the negative plans of the enemy. But I want to tell you, just because you're seeing the negative plans of the enemy doesn't mean those are reality. That's Satan. That's, you know, the plan of Satan's a lie over someone. So yeah, you don't want to, you can't, like some people say, you know, I can't lie. I have to tell the truth. Well, you don't want to come into agreement with the plan of Satan. I don't know if you're catching this. If you're seeing the plan of Satan, which is actually a great gift that you have, it's amazing. We need it. But you want to be, we want to be careful that that we're not actually coming into agreement with that plan by telling the truth of what we're seeing. You want to say the opposite, because the opposite of that is God's love for that person. That's what's going to pull them out of darkness. That's what really, really helped me when it came down to the time of getting healed and doing some different things like that. And God is doing something new right now. There's a difference between judging and discernment. I go into this in detail in my Hearing the Voice of God 365 online activation school, where we go through it. And here's a question from Renee. I've been contending for my health and healing for 24 years. What else do I need to do? All right, Renee, I'm so sorry that you're suffering that long. I mean, that's just so unbelievably long. Can't even fathom that. And so, Lord, we pray right now for Renee and others who've been suffering and you need a healing breakthrough. Now, in Jesus' name. Now, listen, I have a website. I have a blog out there. I think it's Getting a Healing Strategy. And if you Google that, you'll find a couple of articles I've done where you could walk through, get some verses to decree, take communion every day, begin to press into the Lord, contend for your breakthrough. I've been healed of some things that medicine says I can't, I shouldn't be here. Huntington's disease, Lyme disease, even my blood changed with Lyme disease. I tell you, God wants to do something, Renee. You're going to want to contend for your breakthrough. Also, we got a question here from Helen. Helen says that I've been having trouble hearing the Lord for direction. I pray, but I can't really hear. Well, anybody right now, if you are not hearing the Lord clearly, you need to take some time. And I say this all the time. I do communion every day. I decree some Bible verses. Here's two Bible verses that may help you. 1 Corinthians 2:10 and Daniel 2:22. First of all, these are what I pray every day. These are the things that God has revealed to us by His Spirit, the Spirit that searches all things, even the deep things of God. He reveals deep and hidden things, and He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in Him. It's important each day to press in to the Lord. Press in and ask Him to speak to you. Press in and ask Him to open the heavens over you. Press in right now I tell you, if you're not hearing them, maybe it's, I don't know if this is the case, Helen, with you, but listen to my judgment thing I was talking about. You know, get rid of any types of judgments. Go back to the last thing that God spoke to you. Maybe that if you do that, it might open things up for you. It's not a pat answer, but I'm trying to give you some tools that might help you. Here's a question from Lanny. I have a strong gift of discernment. How do I quiet the noises around me and hear God for each purpose or each moment? Oh boy, you're like me. Boy, it's quite noisy. And if you have a strong gift of discernment, first of all, folks, don't shut it down. I help people in my prophetic life coaching who couldn't handle it. They just said to shut it down. Ask God to put some control on it. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You can actually ask the Lord to give you some type of damper or, you know, some sanity in the midst of your gift of discernment. Discerning of spirits is often a hard one. But if you start to flip those things around, Lanny, when you get the discernment things and it gets noisy, begin to bless the person with the opposite of what you've been hearing. Bless the person with the opposite thing that you're hearing right now. And so also, here's one from Barnes. What can I do to unblock my breakthrough? In other words, you're trying to get a breakthrough. I don't know what your situation is, but most of the time I tell people, you know, is take communion each day, pray, declare, decree some Bible verses. There's some places that you can check. But also, you know, the webinar that we're going to be doing, the online training, you know, on getting ready for 2019, that gives you the tools, many of you, of the things that people are asking right now. It will help you. So here's one from Sandy. My 35-year-old son died last spring. Well, first of all, Sandy, I'm very sad. I'm so sorry. Wow. Can't even imagine the pain of going through that. So the day after he died, I heard his voice in the spirit saying, I am having so much fun. So was this from God? Well, absolutely. Maybe it was why I smiled when I read it. I felt the spirit of joy coming off of this as I was reading it. I was actually almost bursting into joy. And then suddenly I realized it was about death, and I apologized sort of. But I'm telling you, that was a sign because, yes, this is from the Lord. He's having fun. This is a time right now to understand that God is love, and he has, I tell you, people, listen, people misunderstand. They misunderstand death. Death is just as much as part of life. In fact, once you go to heaven, that's more than the life on earth. Now, I'm not saying that you need to try to speed that up or anything, but I tell you, I interact with heaven all the time, and it is more real than earth. And there's something going on. Sandy, I just am so grateful that the Lord allowed you to hear that word to heal your grief. All right. Here's one from Ellen. I've been having a hard time misunderstanding God's timing. I have prayers that I prayed for many years, and I haven't received an answer. Well, there's an attack right now on timing. And what I want you to do right now, if anyone is having trouble with this timing, I'm going to ask you to ask the Lord to align you with heaven, align you with his timing. In Jesus' name, I take authority over the attacks trying to get you out of the timing of the Lord. And also, because there's two things. One is timing, but then the other is maybe you haven't seen the answers to prayer. And that might be some of the other things that we've been talking about here. So we just want to release that over you. Here's one from Erica. Can prophetic words be stopped or canceled? Yes, they can. In fact, they're not a done deal. And the biggest mistake I see, what I call the biggest prophetic shipwreck I've ever seen, is when people get a prophetic word that God's going to bless them financially. Then they go out and incur debt. They charge up their credit cards. That's a big mistake. Don't do that stuff. You still need to be responsible in the midst of our prophecies as well. You still need to contend for them. And so if God has spoken to you something, Erica, or anyone listening to me, you need to contend for those things. Some things now, may have been canceled because, like a prophetic word over marriage, the other person might have said no, and God's not a dictator. It might have been his will. But then if the other person says no, you know, God cannot force himself on anybody. So there, you'll need to use discernment and walk through. And again, I have that little book. It's, you can even download it. It's called God Spoke, Now What? Activating Your Prophetic Word. I talk about this particular thing right here. And so, Lord, we pray right now for the coming into agreement with that. Here's another one. Here's one from Janie. How do you know what generational curses to break off your family? Well, they'll be symptomed. First of all, look and see. What are the symptoms of the attacks? You'll see it. Was there alcoholism? Was there occult behavior? You know, was there murder, suicide, all of the above? Those are the things. Those are the symptoms to show you. In my case, mine was, you know, there was a lot of occult behavior, or they were either preachers or you know, alcoholics on one side of the family. And so those were the generational curses that once I broke free of those, the blessings began to happen. So begin to notice, ask your family, take some notes and look at the attacks in history and find out what they are and ask God then to shift that around. Here's one from Sis. I failed a major exam 5 times, even after I studied the best of my ability. How do I know if this is from God or from me? Well, I'm not sure. First of all, I'm sorry you failed 5 times. And, you know, this is one of those that it's not a pat answer. Maybe the enemy's trying to hold you back. But you know what? I would get some 3 people at least and begin to pray. Begin to decree the verses I just talked about, the Spirit of Truth verses. And do that and take communion. Stay focused on what the Lord has for you. And there, I tell you, the Lord will speak to you. He will come and begin to bring these things into perfect alignment for you. And if you can do the webinar we have in December, that would be great, because this, we talk about these things, about, you know, getting in line and to connect the dots. All right. You know, I forgot to mention, I'm offering a free webinar that's not like the paid one that we're talking about, but it's a free one. And the paid one is going to be, you know, happening this month. But there's also a free webinar that I have out there. It's how to know if I'm hearing is from God or from me. So you could go to DougAddison.com/how-to-know. Don't mistake this. This is a free training that I'm doing. It's not the 2-hour training that we're doing on December 15th. But I tell you, there's some really good stuff in that. It'll help you to come into line with what God has for you right now. Okay, here's a couple of more. Karen says this, you know, how do I know what my mantle is? If I've laid it down, can I pick it up again? Well, first of all, it's probably your calling is a better word. A mantle is something, it's like something that you've developed over life. It's bigger than a life calling or your life purpose or your assignment. You can have assignments for right now, or you can have what I have. Like, I went through an assignment back in 2001. I went on a 7-year assignment with prophetic evangelism and outreach. Someone laid it down and I picked up that assignment and I did it. It didn't really give me a mantle for it. But then now, years later, after, you know, interpreting 30,000 dreams, now I've developed the mantle. That's like a coat that you wear. And later on, think about, remember back in Genesis with Joseph, as a little boy, he dreamed. He was a dream interpreter, right? He's a dreamer. Then later on, his mantle didn't come until Genesis 40 and 41, when he had developed that ability. So you're asking, how would you know if you laid it down? Can you pick it up again? Well, if you didn't know what it was, then maybe you don't know that you had it. So again, this is some of the stuff that we'll be going through in the webinar that we're doing this month in December. It's the online training. And we will walk you through some of these things. And, you know, I'm pretty excited about what God's doing right now. He's going to open up a gate in the spiritual realm. And I want to activate that over you and everybody just right now. So Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would open up the gate of finances, that you would open up the gate of the Spirit, the gate that you, there's spiritual gates in heaven. And I pray right now, Lord, that you would open these things up. I pray that this prophetic word would be imparted into our spirits. I pray the enemy would not come and steal it away or try to get people distracted. I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the spirit of fear would be broken. I pray that the spirit of hatred would be broken. I pray that the spirit of judgments would be broken. And I ask now, Lord, that you would release that perfect peace, perfect love that casts out all fear. Lord, I pray too for those struggling right now, those who need a breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, sign up for Advancing into Your New Year, How to Prepare for 2019. Now, that's for $20.19. It's on December 15th. Different than what I said is just a few minutes ago that was free, but DougEdison.com is my website. Also, check out Facebook, The Doug Edison, Instagram, and Twitter, Doug Tiaz. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate all you do for us and, you know, the way you support us. Also, I'm very grateful and thankful for the Inlight Connection team. I've been those amazing team, and they're just so full of love and joy, and they bless us. They bless me. So I want to bless the team as well. All right. Hey, you know what? It's going to be a great new year, and I'm really encouraged for what God's got coming your way. All right, everybody. God bless you.